फॉर ज्वाइनिंग. लेट
हरे
अस
कृष्ण राधा रानी माता जी, दिस इज कौमुदी की दासी फ्रॉम बाल्टीमोर. प्लीज एक्सेप्ट
हरे
माय
कृष्णा कौमुदी के माता जी, दंडवत प्रणाम. प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय.
राधा रानी ऑल द ड्यूटीज. हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्णा कौमुदी के माता जी, दंडवत प्रणाम. प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस. ऑल गोइस टू शीला प्रभुपा. थैंक यू सो मच माता जी फॉर ज्वाइनिंग एंड गिविंग योर वंडरफुल एसोसिएशन. हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्ण माता जी. थैंक यू.
हरे कृष्णा. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace, His Grace Gokuleshwar Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam 5.3.7 and 8. Before handing the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give the brief introduction about Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Tiffany Mataji, you can take over.
Thank you, Hare Krishna Radharani. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. His Grace Gokuleshwar Prabhuji is a senior devotee connected to the Sri Sri Radha Rasa Bihari Temple in Juhu. He travels extensively for preaching Krishna consciousness and regularly uploads talks on various spiritual topics. He is an ex-MSc IIT Mumbai for maths and a very renowned person who politely accepted the life of an ascetic to study the Vedic scriptures and work for the upliftment of humanity. He is a disciple of His Holiness Bhakti Sarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj, and regularly preaching to youth, especially in the engineering and corporate environments in India, Australia, Singapore, Fiji, and the Middle East. He has successfully applied scientific and management principles to effectively reach out to audiences, both in the corporate world and in universities. For the past decade, he has been doing an in-depth study of Srimad Bhagavatam and the various commentaries on it. Hare Krishna, thank you. Please take over the call, Radharani.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Panam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving your very valuable time and association to us and enlightening on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam. I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Mataji, for inviting me. So we'll have Radha Madhav, small Radha Madhav, then words, then class, then question answers. Thank you. One second, I'll step out. Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivardhari. Gopijana Vallabha Girivardhari. Yasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamunatira, Vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari. जय श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Oh, Mataji, I forgot the words. It's in my mobile.
We will share.
Okay, 5.3.7. Okay, so today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 3, Rishabhdev's Appearance, Verse Number 7. Athanyapi na bhavata ijayauru bhara bharaya samuchitam artham iho pala bhamahe. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. We have engaged in your worship with many things and have offered sacrifices unto you. But we think that there is no need for so many arrangements to please your lordship. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Rupa Goswami says that if one is offered varied foods but has no appetite, the offering has no value. In a big sacrificial ceremony, there may be many things accumulated to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if there is no devotion, attachment, or love for the Lord, the arrangement is useless. The Lord is complete in Himself and He does not need anything from us. However, if we offer Him a little water, a flower, and a tulsi leaf, He will accept them. Bhakti, devotional service, is the main way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not a question of arranging huge sacrifices. The priests were regretful, thinking that they were not on the path of devotional service and that their sacrifice was not pleasing to the Lord. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 3, Verse Number 7. Translation. We have engaged in your worship with many things and have offered sacrifices unto you. But we think that there is no need for so many arrangements to please your lordship. Hare Krishna. So we are reading this chapter where King Nabhi, he has arranged a fire sacrifice with his priests, a fire sacrifice to please Lord Vishnu so that he can get a good son. And when the priest performed the fire sacrifice, Lord Vishnu appears and gives his darshan. And the priests are ecstatic. They are in ecstasy. And headed by King Nabhi, they start offering prayers to Lord Vishnu. We see all over Srimad Bhagavatam, wherever devotees have had darshan of Lord Krishna, they have offered prayers. Kunti Maharani offers prayers. Dhruva Maharaj offers prayers. Prahlad Maharaj offers prayers to Narasingadev, Bhishma Pitama to Lord Krishna. Everywhere offers prayers when they meet Krishna. So So in the same way, when we go to temple and take darshan of Lord Krishna, we should not take silent darshan. When we offer obeisances to Krishna, we should also speak some prayer in glorification of Lord Krishna. We can recite standard prayers. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deena Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. These are pranam mantras for Radharani and Krishna. And we can recite some prayers, or at least we can say the deity's name, Sri Sri Radha Rajbihari Ki Jai, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Sri Sri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Ki Jai, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. So we should offer something with our words, glorifying Krishna, not a silent obeisance, silent dandavat pranam. So while the priests are offering prayers, they are revealing to us the nature of Krishna. And in this particular verse, they are sharing that they are surprised that Krishna has appeared. It seems they were not hopeful for Krishna or Vishnu to appear in the arena. Even though they had made a very elaborate sacrifice with lots of ingredients and with pure Brahmanas who are well versed in Sanskrit language and chanting of mantras, and they have followed all the time, place, circumstances, rules and regulative principles. But they know Vishnu has appeared not because they have followed all the rules. They know Vishnu have appeared because King Nabhi is a pure devotee. And because he is a pure devotee, Vishnu is pleased with Nabhi Maharaj, and that's why he has appeared. Krishna is not attracted to so-called opulent ceremonies and opulent sacrifices. He is attracted to the love for him, which devotees have in their heart. So the priests are saying all these opulent offerings are actually not required. What is required is love. And you respond to that love. Krishna is complete supreme personality of Godhead. He doesn't need anything. He is self-satisfied, Atma Ram. But when we offer our love to Krishna, when we express our love to Krishna, then he likes it and he reciprocates. If somebody tries to use his wealth or intelligence or knowledge or strength to attract Krishna, he will fail, because Krishna doesn't get attracted to such external items. But somebody with sincere love, even if he offers patram, pushpam, phalam, doyam, a fruit, a flower, a leaf, or just simple water, with love, Krishna accepts it. We have classic example of Krishna visiting Hastinapur as a peace messenger on behalf of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And Duryodhan invited Krishna to his house, to his palace, where he kept a very big chappan bhog offering for Krishna. Not chappan bhog, maybe more than 100 bhog. All varieties of sweets and so many other tasty items he kept. But Krishna rejected. He didn't eat a single piece. And instead, Krishna went to the house of Vidura to eat, to have prasad. But that time, Vidura was not there. He was out on some duty. So Vidura's wife was there. And Krishna came suddenly. Nothing was ready. Nothing was cooked in the house. And Krishna said, "I am hungry." So she had some bananas, so she quickly brought bananas to offer to Krishna. And she was in so much ecstasy, tears were coming from her eyes, seeing Krishna in her house, her worshipable Lord and Master. So in that nervousness, she started peeling the bananas, and by mistake, she threw the banana and gave the skin to Krishna, and Krishna ate the banana skin because it was offered with love. And while Krishna was eating the banana skin, Vidura appeared there. And he saw, Krishna is in my house, my Lord and Master. And he saw his wife throwing the banana and giving the skin to Krishna. He scolded his wife. He said, "Hey, Pagali, you fool, what are you doing? Just leave this place. I will take care." And very carefully, Vidura peeled the banana and threw the skin and offered the soft banana fruit to Krishna, which Krishna equally ate. When Krishna said, "Vidura, that skin was more tasty, because that love is tasty." Krishna is hungry for love. Krishna comes to our house in the form of deity. Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Sri Sri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, Gopal Ji. Or he comes in the house, our house, in the form of photo. And he accepts our offerings. We give rice, dal, vegetable and chapatis and sweets and milk and fruits. And he accepts. Why does he come to our house to eat this rice dal? He doesn't have in Golok Vrindavan. He has. He has more. But he comes to our house not for that rice dal or whatever special item we make. He comes to the house for love. In Golok Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani is cooking for Krishna every day. Since when she is cooking? Since eternity, millions and millions and millions and millions of years cannot be counted. Since eternity, infinite years, she is cooking. And you know, till now, Srimati Radharani has not repeated a single recipe. She has not repeated a single dish, every time new item. She has not repeated. And in our house, we offer same rice dal every day. Very little variation. But still Krishna honors, he eats. He comes to our house because we offer it with love. Love is what Krishna wants. And love is what we can give to Krishna. Compared to all other kind of services or offerings, the one with love is acceptable to Krishna. 5,000 years before, when Krishna appeared here and he stayed in Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarika, Hastinapur, Kurukshetra, he went. Then he went back to Golok Vrindavan. In Golok Vrindavan, he was sitting and thinking about his journey in his incarnation when he appeared on Earth planet. And in his thinking, he could understand that even though there were devotees in Mathura and Dwarka and Hastinapur who served him so nicely, but the devotees in Vrindavan were most attractive. Their bhakti was most attractive. Their love was most attractive. Krishna found that most attractive because there was intimacy. There was pure love. In Vaikuntha, in Mathura, in Dwarka, they love Krishna. But at the same time, they offer their respects to Krishna, knowing well that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in Vrindavan, they don't know Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. They just play with him like a friend or like a son or like a lover. And Krishna enjoys that Braj Prem, that Braj Bhakti, just like a big army commander-in-chief. When he goes to his office, his tent, military tent, There are 3,000 officers. As soon as he goes, they salute him. And if he gives one order, these 3,000 people will be ready to give up their life for him or kill somebody else with their weapons. So 3,000 people saluting him, bowing down to him, ready to obey his orders, ready to give up their life or kill somebody else. And the same army commander-in-chief, when he comes to his house, his grandson sits on his back and says, Chal mere ghode, tick, tick, tick. Let us play. You become my horse and I will play on you. And that grandson wrestles with him. And his wife sometimes speaks to him disrespectfully. And his mother sometimes scolds him. Which he likes more? The salute in the tent or the grandson playing and wrestling with him? He likes the house atmosphere more. Because there they don't respect him as commander-in-chief. They respect him as their intimate family member. There is love. There's no formality. So in the same way, the devotees outside Vrindavan, they worship Krishna with aartis and Purusha Shukta prayers and bow down to him with awe and reverence. They have some fear that he is superior, we should not offend. But in Vrindavan, they play with him. And that intimacy, that familiarity, that love is more attractive. More attractive than thousands of pure brahmanas chanting mantras is Yashoda Maiya scolding when she chastises Krishna with a stick. That's more attractive. More attractive than thousands of devotees waiting for one darshan of Krishna is Srimati Radharani and Sakhi who say, hey, today I will not see your face. Their anger, Krishna gets attracted. There are sakhas in Vrindavan who play with Krishna, who wrestle with Krishna, who tease Krishna. Once many sakhas together, many friends together, they went to Krishna who was standing under a tree. They said, Krishna, Krishna, we brought some sweet for you. So Krishna got very excited. He said, you brought sweet for me? Give me, where is it? And they said, open your mouth and close your eyes and we will put it in your mouth. And Krishna opened his mouth and closed his eyes and they put a bitter flower in his mouth. And Krishna chewed that flower so bitter he vomited and all his face become like disgusted. And all the friends are clapping and laughing. They did a joke, they did a prank on Krishna. And Krishna enjoys that. The elderly gopis, they come to Yashoda's house to play with Krishna. Small baby Krishna, small boy. And they bring a laddu. He said, Krishna, Lala, you want laddu? And Krishna said, yes, I want laddu. He said, then you dance. And Krishna dances for eating that laddu. And when it's tired, dancing with his small hands and legs, the elderly gopis break the laddu into two parts and give him half. And after he eats half laddu, they show half laddu again. He said, you want more? Krishna says, yes. He said, then dance again. And Krishna dances again for that half laddu. The master of the universe says, who can create laddu just by his will, who can create millions of laddus, who is self-satisfied, he dances for the half laddu. That's love of the elderly gopis. Yashoda Maiya chastises Krishna. She feeds her breast milk to Krishna. And she takes a stick and binds Krishna with rope. And Krishna is happy. He's happily playing in on her lap. And Radharani and Lalita Vishakha Sakhi, sometimes they get angry on Krishna. And Radharani says, today I will not see your face. And Krishna agrees to bow down to her and beg forgiveness and touch her feet. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he likes these intimate pastimes. He likes these intimate relations. So Krishna is bhav grahi. He wants love. And that love can be offered in a very simple way. Not necessarily some opulent offering has to be there. It is not, no material qualification is needed to worship and love Krishna. If somebody says wealth is required, then we have example of Sudama, who was so poor, he had nothing to eat. And still, because of his love, Krishna got pleased. If somebody says lots of knowledge is required, Sanskrit knowledge is required, we have example of gopis who never got knowledge or who never did tapasya or who never studied in Gurukul. But they are simple cowherd girls who love Krishna so much that Krishna comes under their control. If somebody says good family, good parents are required, then we have example of Prahlad Maharaj, who came in a demonic family. His father was a demon. But still, because he loved Krishna, so Krishna always protected him in the form of Narasimha Dev. If somebody says good behavior is required, then we have example of Valmiki, who was a daku, was a dacoit, was a robber. We have example of Mrigari, who was a hunter, violent hunter. And they all are pure devotees of Krishna. So no material qualification is required. We all know how to love somebody else. Love is inherent, dormant in our heart. Love for Krishna. But now we are loving somebody else rather than Krishna. So we just have to change. We have to start loving Krishna. Offer simple patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. Of course, that doesn't mean we offer leaf, flower, fruit and water to Krishna and samosa, vada and gulab jamun I keep for myself. No, when you love Krishna, whatever you have, you will offer. Krishna wants only love and simplicity. That doesn't mean opulent offerings I keep for myself. Any person who loves in his capacity, whatever he has, he will offer. And even simple offering you do to Krishna, Krishna is highly pleased and he reciprocates with us. In Mathura, Krishna Balram went with their friends and on the road, on the street of Mathura, they saw Kubja. Kubja was a not very attractive lady. And when she used to walk, she would be bent at three places, neck, upper back and waist. Kubja. Hunchbacked. So she was walking hunchbacked, very slowly, bent, and she had some chandan, sandalwood in her hand. So Krishna Balram with his friends appeared on the scene and they saw this Kubja walking, not very attractive lady. So just jokingly Krishna said, "Oh beautiful girl, oh Apsara, where are you going with this chandan?" Just jokingly Krishna said. So she saw Krishna, Shyam Sundar, so beautiful boy with blackish body and lotus petal like eyes and bow like eyebrows and curly black hair and mirror like cheeks and reddish lips and pearl like white teeth and moon like face, wearing a yellow dhoti and a peacock feather and pearl necklace and Kaustubh Mani. And a broad chest and a thin waist, lotus-like palms and legs and navel. Such a beautiful Shyam Sundar, she got attracted. And she smiled and said, "Oh Shyam, I am taking this chandan for Kans, King Kans. I am Kans Dasi, I am servant of Kans, maid servant of Kans. And he is very happy with my service. I offer him fresh chandan every day. But now seeing you so beautiful, I can understand I should offer this chandan to you." And she started applying the chandan to Krishna. On the spot, she left government job. Kubja was Kans' servant, that means government job. Nobody likes to leave government job. But on the spot, she left government job and joined ISKCON. She joined Krishna. And Krishna, on the list of Kans, was an enemy, was a terrorist. Kans wanted to kill him, repeatedly tried. And Kubja offered yellow chandan to Krishna and blue chandan to Balram. And both the Krishna Balram brothers were becoming more beautiful. And Krishna thought, "I should reciprocate. She has offered me some service, I should give something in return." So Krishna kept his feet on her feet. And Krishna kept two of his fingers below her chin and pulled her up. And she became straight. And she became most beautiful lady there with very beautiful bodily features, very attractive. And because Krishna touched her, all her sins were gone. All purity, her heart became pure and she developed Krishna prem. So what should you offer, little Chandan? So patram, pushpam, phalam toyam, anything little we offer to Krishna with love, Krishna accepts it. He doesn't want some elaborate big offering. Krishna is a very simple cowherd boy. He's staying in a very simple village. His devotees are very simple. His heart is very simple. Nothing complicated about Krishna or Krishna's service. So we also have to be very simple at our heart. Sincere and honest and truthful devotees, not trying to be diplomatic or duplicate or dishonest or pretending to be a devotee or pretending something which is not in our heart. Krishna will not like duplicity. Krishna doesn't like this showbaji. Krishna doesn't like trying to show ourselves more than what we are or trying to claim ourselves more than what we are, more advancement than what we are. With a very simple heart, we make simple loving offerings to Krishna. Whatever is our talent, whatever is our skill, whatever is our financial capacity, we offer it with love. That love is what attracts Krishna. When we go to some restaurant and the waiter is very careful, offering us nice dishes and taking care of us, if something is spilled over, immediately comes to clean the table and giving us water in our hand. And when we go to home, our mother or wife may not do the same thing for us. They may just say, eat your food kept on the table. But that mother's cooking is full with love and is much better than the restaurant cooking, even though the taste may be different, even though the style of cooking may be different. So love is more important ingredient. And we have that love for Krishna already in our heart. That's called dormant love. We have that love, but we have forgotten. Krishna loves us. That's why he's there in our heart. And we also should love Krishna. And that love, Krishna prem, is there in our heart. But now it is covered. Now it is covered by lust, by anger, by greed, by pride, by envy, by illusion. So that love has to be uncovered. That dormant love has to come out, has to be expressed to Krishna. So this lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion has to be cleansed. Our heart has to be cleansed. And that process of purification is Cheto Dharpana Marjanam, given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this process of Sankirtan. By every day following Sadhana Bhakti, the process of Sadhana Bhakti, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, minimum 16 rounds every day without offenses in association of devotees. When we chant the holy name of Krishna, follow four regulative principles, pay obeisances to Krishna, honor only prasadam, follow the principles of Ekadashi and fasting and Janmashtami and other festivals, Gaur Purnima, Ram Navami. When we do all that, then our lust, anger, greed, etc. washed away. Our material desires go away, our material attachments go away and pure love comes out. So Krishna, which is so pleased with Braj Bhakti, he came down again to give us that Braj Bhakti in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna and Golok Vrindavan, when he recalled that Braj Bhakti is most attractive and that people in the world don't know Braj Bhakti, he came down to give us Braj Prem, Braj Bhakti, and he gave us in the package called Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra contains Krishna Prem, contains Braj Bhakti, contains Braj Prem. So when we chant, we hear chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra means hearing, chant and hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So when we chant and hear, the holy name comes out of our mouth and goes into the ear. And from here, the holy name goes into our heart. And in the heart, the holy name cleanses our heart. In the heart, when we hear the holy name, when the soul comes in contact with the transcendental sound vibration, the soul awakens that, yes, I am servant of Krishna. That is called self-realization. So whatever we have, this human body, this time, this wealth, we should offer it to Krishna with love. And this is the only reason Krishna has created this world. This is the only reason Krishna has given us this wealth and creation, so that we can offer him with love. He wants our love. That's why he is doing these preaching activities. That's why he is sending acharyas, because he loves us and he wants our love. So why to make him wait? Already he is waiting as Paramatma in our heart for millions of years. So whatever he has given us, we should offer him back with love. That's devotional service. Just like a father, he brings a box of sweets to the house and he gives to his child. And the child is very happy. And the child opens the box. And the first piece of sweet, the child says, Papa, Father, you eat. The first piece you eat. The father will be so pleased and happy. Why? Because he got sweets? No, father can go and purchase 10 boxes. But father is happy. Why? Because he got the first piece, and that first piece is expression of love. The child loves the father, so first you eat. So what will father do next time? Next day he'll bring one more box, because he knows again, the first one I will get. He knows that love I will get. In the same way, when we cook in the kitchen, the first plate we should offer to Krishna. When we purchase fruits, the first Krishna should eat in the house. When we get milk, Krishna should drink first. When we get anything, Krishna should be offered first. First thing, when you get salary, first it should be offered to Krishna. And when you wake up, the first few hours of the day should be offered to Krishna, and that's morning program. That's our love for Krishna. If you love Krishna, you should wake up for Mangal Arati. You should chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra in Brahma Murtha. And offer flowers to Prabhupada in Guru Puja, Tulsi Arati, and Bhagavatam class. That shows that we are loving Krishna. Krishna is very clever. He wants to have a proof that we love him. And the proof is when we are ready to do tapasya for him, when we are ready to take pain for him. When we are taking pain for Krishna, that's a clear indication to him that we love him. Otherwise, why will we take pain? So very simple austerity is to get up early morning and do our morning program, especially chanting and hearing, Shravanam and Kirtanam. So we offer that fresh day in the fresh hours of the day to Krishna. That's loving Krishna. So when we keep on doing the Shravanam and Kirtanam, we keep on hearing the holy name and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and associating with devotees, our heart becomes purified. And that love for Krishna which we have in our heart is visible. It comes out. It is expressed in all our actions to Krishna. That's Krishna Prem. That's the success of our human form of life. That is the goal of our human form of life. That's the mercy which we receive. We receive Krishna Prem. So this human form of life is only for loving Krishna. So we should do that. If there is no love, Krishna doesn't like that place. Daksha Prajapati, he arranged a very big yajna and he didn't invite Lord Shiva. He invited Lord Brahma, he invited Lord Vishnu, he invited Indra, Chandra, Varun, Vayu, Agni, but he didn't invite Lord Shiva because he did it out of envy for Lord Shiva. So Vishnu also didn't go and attend that because he knew this is not a good place for me to go because Daksha Prajapati doesn't love me. If he loves me, he would love Lord Shiva also. He would not be envious to devotees. So Vishnu didn't go there to Daksha Prajapati's yajna, and that yajna completely failed. Then Lord Shiva and Vishnu came and had to rectify the yajna. So Krishna, even though that yajna was very opulent, a nice feast was there, and nice offerings were there. So Vishnu himself is Lakshmipati, Krishna is Lakshmipati, he has everything. But he will be happy to come to our house, he will be happy to stay in our heart when there is love. If somebody invites us to sit on a chair and that chair is dirty, we will not sit. So we want Krishna to come and sit in our heart, but if the heart is dirty with lust, anger, greed, then why will he come and sit? He will not like it. And how will you like it to invite Krishna in your heart when it is dirty? So better we clean the heart and then invite Krishna. He will be happy to occupy. Govinda Vishram, a pure devotee's heart is resting place of Govinda. So in this human form of life, we have an opportunity to clean our heart and express our love to Krishna. Krishna is master of all the universe, supreme personality of Godhead, but still is available to even an insignificant soul like us just by offering a leaf or a flower or a fruit or water or whatever we are cooking and offering or whatever offerings we have. Just we add our love to Krishna. So we may not be yet on the platform of pure love, but whatever love we have, even little bit, we should obey the orders of the spiritual master, follow the rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti to purify our heart and uncover our love. So we should continue following the regulative principles given by Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON and spiritual master. So that way our heart is clear of all the anarthas and love is uncovered. Love is not going to come from outside. We cannot go to supermarket and say, give me 2 kilograms of Krishna praying. Love is already in the heart. It just has to be uncovered. Just like now in my room, there is light, tube light on. But I close my eyes. Then I'll not see light. I'll see darkness. Then I say to my friend in my room, please turn on the light. Will he turn on the light? No, light is already on. He will say, open your eyes. Light is already there. You don't have to do anything to the light. You have to open your eyes, uncover your eyes. In the same way, Krishna Prem is already there. Krishna's causeless mercy is already there. But we have closed our eyes. We have to open them. We have to uncover them. We have to open our heart, uncover our heart. And the cover is lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion. And we should clear this up. The goal of life is not to do sense gratification. Our goal of life is not to have enemies and take revenge and be angry and be proud and be envious or be greedy and amass more and more objects or lusty activities. No, we have to give this all up. These are anarthas, these are dirty things, these are not to be collected but given up. When you give up this lust, anger, greed, then that love is visible and life is more joyful and peaceful. We love Krishna, we love all living entities. We have compassion for all people. We have friendliness to all people. That's a different life. So this transformation is possible just by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this gift of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We should chant every day nicely and make loving offerings to Krishna, follow the regulative principles, and that way our life will be successful. Okay, we will end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If there are any questions or comments, we please ask.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much for such a wonderful class, Prabhuji, and so beautiful points and telling us how we can love to Krishna. And the people, how they have loved in Vrindavan. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I request all the devotees, if anybody have any questions or realizations to Prabhuji, you can please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Nandod Pranama, Gurishta Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so very much, Prabhuji, for your beautiful class. And thank you so much for your time. You covered 2 verses, right, Prabhuji? 6, 7, and 8.
4. I covered only 7. Oh. What is the 8th verse?
Do you want to speak a little bit about it? If you have time, you can cover that.
No, it's okay. We can take questions. 8 is similar words. Yeah, we can take questions.
Thank you, Mataji. I request any other devotees, you can please go ahead and ask the questions.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for the beautiful and very simple class to understand, Prabhu. Thank you so much. We're very, very grateful to you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील गुरुदेव श्री चिराता गोपीनाथ की जय वेरी वेरी इंस्पायरिंग क्लास वेरी सिंपल वे यू एक्सप्लेन श्रीधाम वृंदावन धाम लीलाज एंड व्हाट इज दैट मूड द ग्वालाज द यशोदा माई नंद बाबा एंड एक्सप्लेन सो नाइसली देयर इज सो मेनी डस्ट इन अवर हार्ट we have to digging with the hull, plow all the anarthas, kam, krodh, lobha, matsya, then only Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna will see that so nicely, so simple way, follow the rules and regulations explained by Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev, Srila Radha Gopinath. Thank you, Prabhuji. So inspiring class, today class, like word to word, remind us that what should our mood to serve Srila Prabhupada. And this life we have to give on to Srila Prabhupada. Almost we passed, became in a vanaprastha. Now whatever we read and whatever we hear, we have to share with the Vaishnava. We learn a lesson from Hari Hari Gauranga. Ananta Koti Dandavat Pranam Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Very nice class. Very nicely explained everything. And just shows anybody can do it. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Who will end here?
Mataji, we cannot hear you. Lalitangi Mataji. Oh, we are not able to hear Mataji anything.
So we'll end here.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, thank you very much.
No other further questions or realizations to Prabhuji. We can end the call here. Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again.
Hare Krishna. Thank
such
you
a beautiful and enlightening class. We are so grateful to you, Prabhuji, and look forward for your association in future. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas in the call. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya krupa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Prantat Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Praise Gokuleshwar Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.